It is Tuesday, January 22nd, 2013, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for KUAF comes from George's Majestic Lounge and Fayetteville Roots, presenting bluegrass recording artist The Steel Wheels with Threepenny Acre tonight. Doors open at 7 with the show at 8. Limited table seating is available. George'sMajesticLounge.com for more information.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Springdale continues its discussion on what the city may look like in the future. Jacqueline Froelich recently attended a study session dedicated to what may be next, and she has that report. Plus, Shannon Wirth's fifth studio CD is ready for release, and she gives us a preview and discusses her release party that takes place this weekend.
And our tech ambassador, Tyrell Dennison, gives us a list of what did and did not impress at the 2013 Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas earlier this month.
First, as the state legislative session is getting underway, lawmakers have plenty of issues to decide, from capital punishment to tax reform. Many say the biggest, though, is Medicaid expansion. Speaking on Talk Business, Democratic Representative Warwick Sabin of Little Rock said he's in favor of Medicaid expansion.
Once you've really studied the numbers and the impacts that are involved, it becomes a no-brainer. And I don't say that to minimize the importance of the debate, but I think to reject an offer like that and for Arkansas to be basically contributing to a system to pay for the health care of people in New York and California and Michigan ultimately makes no sense.
Also from Talk Business, Republican Senator David Sanders, also of Little Rock, says he's worried about the effects and costs in the long term of expanding Medicaid.
The idea of putting an additional 250 or as much as 300 or maybe 320,000 people on it, depending on what our sister states do around us, you know, that is not a recipe for sustainability. So I think the focus that we have to have, one, is a slow, deliberate debate, not dragging your feet, but one where you are truly looking at the numbers and truly looking at the long-term impacts.
Aside from Medicaid, Sanders says his biggest focus for the session will be on taxes. Warwick Sabin says he will also be paying attention to the tax debate and focusing on education. We'll hear more from those legislators on tomorrow's edition of Ozarks at Large.
A new report shows Arkansas's unemployment rate rose by 0.1 of a percentage point in December. But John Shelnut, an economist for the State Department of Finance and Administration, says this is not significant.
The rate for December rose to 7.1% from an even 7% in November. That is still 0.7% less than the U.S. rate for the same period.
That's 0.7 of a percentage point lower than from the same time the year before.
Late last week, the Arkansas Highway Department announced its preferred alignment of a proposed north-south corridor that would link Fayetteville to Rogers. According to a release from the department, the alignment would extend Highway 265 from Wagon Wheel Road in Springdale to East New Hope Road in Rogers. The path would use a combination of improvements to existing routes and new construction, and the route will follow Old Wire Road through most of Springdale before joining South First Street in Rogers. Before construction can begin, however, more survey and design work will be completed, at which point a public hearing will be held to hear public comment on the design proposal.
The city of Fayetteville is again being honored as a Volunteer Community of the Year. The city received the award at the annual Municipal League Conference last week in Little Rock. According to the city, the award is given by the Office of Governor Mike Beebe, the Department of Human Services Division on Volunteerism, and the Arkansas Municipal League. In the past year, more than 30,000 city residents contributed more than 557,000 hours of volunteer community service, ranging from cleaning streams and lakes, eliminating hunger and homelessness, and keeping seniors active, to teaching children's theater and keeping the city's trails safe. This is the fourth year that the city has been named a Volunteer Community of the Year.
A new report from the City Wire says home sales and median home prices rose across northwest Arkansas in 2012. Rogers saw the most home sales through the year, with 1,152 homes changing hands in the city, up about 4% from the previous year. The median home price in West Rogers rose 13.5% to over $224,000, while the median price in East Rogers totaled about $100,000. That's up just over 21% from the previous year. Fayetteville came in second on the list with more than 1,100 homes sold during the year. The majority of those were located in the west part of the city, where median home values rose to $162,500, up more than $15,000 from 2011. In the 72701 zip code, home prices went up 17% in 2012 to about $165,000. But home values fell more than $8,000 in East Fayetteville, resulting in a median home price of nearly $194,000. Behind Fayetteville in total number of home sales in 2012, Bentonville at number three with 895 homes sold. Springdale had 823. And rounding out the top five, Bella Vista with 754 properties sold in 2012.
An academic outreach program established by the University of Arkansas is growing. According to a release by the university, its College Access Initiative last year served more than 200 high school students from across the state. That number is up from 54 students in 2010. The program is designed to assist high school student populations that are underrepresented at the university. The program provides ACT training and counseling, academic enrichment and assistance with admissions and financial aid processes. All of the initiative's programs are reportedly designed to improve college readiness and college access to students from across Arkansas, especially those from underrepresented populations. The program is carried out through partnerships with dozens of high schools across the state.
Some winter, some fall, and a bit of spring in the next 36 hours. Mostly cloudy tonight. Lows will be in the upper 20s in northwest Arkansas, mid-30s for the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, partly sunny. Highs will be around 63 in the Arkansas River Valley, reaching tomorrow into the mid-50s in northwest Arkansas. And for Wednesday night, mostly cloudy. Lows from the mid-30s in northwest Arkansas to the mid-40s for the Arkansas River Valley.